TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and he's back on the show. It's been a while. Dr. Chris Donahue joining us. Dr. Chris.
Hi, Dr. Chris.
Oh, it's like being home again with you two.
In case you you haven't been listening recently, Dr. Chris, you were on with us weekly there for a while. Dr. Chris is a therapist, a lecturer, an educator, the host of I'm Listening, Stay Connected, right on radio.com, and also Loveline. And I have to say, Dr. Chris, I've noticed you haven't added Sex Wizard to your list of what it is that you do yet.
Dr. Chris, come on.
That's one of those things you have to be given permission to do. You can't just obnoxiously do that. But thank you for affording me, and now I will put that in my bio.
It's not self-gloss. Okay, Breezy said that that's what you were, so you're fine. As long as you're not the one.
If it's not in your Twitter bio by the end of today, like we're fighting. We're not going to.
I'm literally though putting it in quotes and then signing it Breezy. Like, you know, you put like a critique on a book. Yeah. It's going to be like that. Her little tag.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Amazing.
So Dr. Chris, so excited to have you back on, and of course later on today, 6 p.m. I'm Listening. Talk has the power to save lives. It's you do the daily. I'm Listening.
Yes.
This is going to
be
the big one. 6 p.m. on all the intercom stations right here on 98PXY as well as radio.com. And this is our big yearly 2-hour radio show.
Yeah, we're super excited. You know, again, mental health is still something that has far too big of a stigma in our culture. And we're trying to normalize asking about your people's mental health, talking about it, because look, heartbreakingly, there's a lot going on in the world. For those that are on the West Coast, we're also dealing with a lot of fires. People have been evacuated. It's kind of one of those rough years, and then we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So basically, suicide rates have gone up. Mm-hmm. Couples are, you know, we're not doing our best. I think when I was first on with you guys, I think we thought that the COVID thing was going to wind down a lot sooner. It's now taken us to the end of the year. So this is bringing together celebrities, athletes, and I'm so proud of everyone involved because, you know, again, it's still a very vulnerable thing as a public figure to talk openly about your mental health struggles.
Yeah, but I mean, talk a little bit more of how important that is to set the tone and, again, to normalize
things. Imperative, because part of mental health is having resources and also having community. And what that means is people you can turn to. We can't get through times like this on our own. We have to have people in our lives that we can process and share with. There's something so healing in having someone sit in your struggles with you. But if you are from a family or a social network where people don't openly express and talk about those things, they still exist. You're just not getting the help. And so we're just trying to normalize that help.
How much power does it have to when it is someone who is an athlete or a celebrity or someone you look up to who is in a position of power, of wealth, of fame, where you can say, wow, they're struggling too. I shouldn't be embarrassed of this.
Oh, it's massively, massively impactful because people assume, people tend to think that maybe no one else is struggling with what they're struggling with, or they think that there's people that are above and beyond mental health struggles, and everyone has them. And so to have someone with fame and resources and money and everything they could ever want still struggling with depression, anxiety, addiction, it makes everyone else feel a little bit better and a little more confident in getting the help they need.
Absolutely.
Definitely, 100%. And we do our best here on Team PXY to talk openly about mental health with I'm Listening and everything else. For someone who is struggling and is maybe scared to take that push, what would you suggest to them?
Yeah, and I value and appreciate that. So thank you for asking it like that, because we do assume everyone has access to friends and family they can talk to or has the confidence. And, you know, we have a lot of other things going on in our lives. So one of the beautiful things we do with I'm Listening is we try to provide a multitude of resources and support. We talk about different centers. We talk about different helplines. I try to normalize people starting to create those relationships, because if you don't have them now, use this as a springboard to start building those, because our mental health is with us always. We're taking it into our future with us. And so if you realize you don't have those now, start to create those relationships by asking people around you, how's your mental health? Do you ever struggle with mental health? Community resources are huge, because again, if you feel like you're alone in this, it's a place to connect with other people. I know I'm offering teletherapy. Most therapists are. I'm also going to be running online group therapy. A lot of other therapists are. So resources exist. Just start to kind of do some of the legwork. But that's why our show exists. We want to like just blast out a lot of resources and tools.
Absolutely. Dr. Chris Donahue on with us right now, the host of I'm Listening, Stay Connected. What have you learned from doing that show on a daily basis?
Oh man, I've learned a lot, because even though I'm here in LA and through different events, I've gotten to meet, you know, all different kinds of people. I still was one of those individuals that didn't necessarily ask people about their mental health as a way to normalize. I still was acting from a lot of our cultural anxiety around, you know, is that really an appropriate boundary? Is that really an appropriate thing to say? And through doing this show, I had it really normalized with people I didn't know. And I saw how meaningful it was for them to have this one space where someone actually cared, which I do. And that was powerful for me. So it really led me to start asking more in my own world. I kind of pushed outside of my professional boundaries. And I'm kind of doing it on a broader sense. But it was just beautiful to see the intimacy. And it really reminded me that although it's fun to have fun, we really feel bonded and closer to people when we can talk about what we're struggling with. And we're not being negative. We're just being real and honest. And that's when you walk away from a conversation being like, wow, we connected, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Chris, I feel like mental health has become normalized. And that's so awesome and so great. Why do you think there is or has been in the past such like an awkward stigma around it as a whole?
Yeah. So the big word I use is what we call respectability politics. But what that basically means is we all want to be seen as competent. We all want to be seen as a good mom, a good radio host, a good teacher. And we've been socialized to believe you can't be those things if you're also struggling with a little anxiety or depression. Like, it's questionable, right? And so the more we talk about it, the more we're going to realize we all have that, and we can still be competent, you know, therapists and parents. And so I think we have to kind of change that perspective that it doesn't mean you're weak or you're broken or you're bad. It just means you're human.
Absolutely. Can we tell that to Skip Bayless, by the way? He got into some heat not too long ago. Saying that an athlete having mental illness was a weakness, which is like, you're doing the opposite of what needs to be done, dude.
You really are. And that's heartbreaking to hear, because that's what we're trying to get away from and shift. But that he himself has mental health issues, mm-hmm. right? So I worry even about his own mental health that he's shaming it in someone else. We all have these things. Like, it's not, are you depressed? It's how depressed are you and how frequently. Some people it's rare, low level, but these are all parts of just being human. And so to shame the existence of someone else hurts my heart. I put on my social media nowadays as often as I can. Hey, having a really hard day, dealing with that brain fog. I'm kind of tired. Everything makes me feel fragile, but that's okay. Still going to work, still going to take care of what I have to take care of. We can hold both.
Dr. Chris Donahue on with us now. Dr. Chris, have you seen a perception change amongst those that you talk to? Does it seem like this is working? I'm Listening has been an initiative for our radio station and for our company now for several years. Do you see the needle being moved? Obviously, there's always more work to be done, but do you see it moving and going in the right direction?
I want to say yes, because I'm beating it into everyone's head to exhaustion. You know what? Honestly, to be dead serious, and I think you guys probably have your own versions of this. When you talk about something and you hear others repeating it back or telling you they stole that from you, that's huge for me. And I've had a couple patients in my practice or other people at the radio station be like, hey, heard your thing. You know what? I've been asking people how their mental health is. And I'm like, high five. All right. It's happening.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. Our big thing is just letting people know, no matter what you're going through, no matter how silly, how extreme, how crazy, you're not alone. There's always someone else going through that. And we prove that on our show on a daily basis, I feel like.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. Absolutely. It's so powerful for people.
Yeah, it is, because no one wants to feel alone. The emptiness comes with that is a scary place. You mentioned that suicide rates are up. Personally, I know a couple of the people, sadly, that we've lost to suicide just through the pandemic here.
Oh yeah,
and it's obviously making things even harder for so many people.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's why it's so timely. I'm glad to be a part of this project now, because It's almost as though the other day I was joking. God, I need to stop joking like this. And I literally said to a friend, this was last week, I was like, literally, like, what else could happen? And then sure enough, yeah, LA had an earthquake, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, RBG died. Like,
don't,
it was just kind
don't
of like,
stop testing 2020.
I know. I feel responsible for all that. I know. I'm done.
But I know people listening that maybe they're worried about their family, or they're worried about their friends, or maybe they're not. You know, in the couple of instances in my life, these are people that no one saw this coming, that they were struggling silently. I know you don't have a lot of time left, but really quick, for those who aren't struggling, how can they help those who are? And how can you check in on your friends and family that maybe don't seem like it's that bad, but you're still, you want to make sure, obviously.
Yeah. No, try to first off, just track behavior changes. If someone you know is more distant, seems sadder or flatter, you can lovingly ask if they're okay. Don't be intrusive. Don't use labels. Just ask people if they're okay. Just normalize asking those around you how they are and if they're okay, because sometimes that's all that person needs, is to know someone cares. Even if they don't open up to you, they walk away better, more grounded, more confident. Someone cares. And that's what I think a lot of us need. And when I work with clients that, you know, consider death by suicide, that's sometimes part of it. I don't belong here. No one cares about me. And so those little micro movements can be so huge for so many people.
Dr. Chris Donahue, an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. I'm listening. Talk has the power to save lives. Tonight, 6 p.m. right here, 98pxyradio.com, imlistening.org for a lot of those resources you talked about, Dr. Chris. Thank you again.
Of course. Talk to you guys soon.